let me talk to you.
Welcome one and all to Not Just a Geek, the show looking at the how, what, and why of the stories you love. I got it. I was struggling with it, but I got it. Welcome to the show. Another edition here on the NJAG. I'm your host, Not Just a Guy, the guy, Garrett Briones. I thought I was going to forget to say my own name. Yeah, just here for another edition. We are on Not Just a Geek. To be fully transparent, I did not know what I was going to do today. I had this whole big plan of how I was going to structure the show and figure out things and like, oh, well, maybe I'll do primarily Not Just a Guys, and then every month there will be like a fun just, oh, here's a Not Just a Geek. That plan kind of quickly fell apart just because I had some ambitions for getting back to guest episodes and video episodes a little sooner than I was able to. You know, Not Just a Guy is the show where I'm a little more open with things, but I mean, I'm open on here too. It's just been very hectic, very tired, very, very, very tired, trying to figure things out. And yeah, I had no idea what today was going to be. I didn't know if it was going to be a Not Just a Guy. I only kind of over the weekend decided that it was going to be a Not Just a Geek. Just because I just got so much just going on. So I was like, and not much has happened in the creative space in the last week or so since the last episode of Not Just a Guy. So I figured I would take this time, and I saw something I had later on the docket, and I was like, well, why don't I just move it a little bit sooner and split it into kind of two parts. So for this edition, Not Just a Geek, and the next edition, Not Just a Geek. And that, by looking at the title, you can see is a look at the Energon universe. If you don't know what that is, I will explain it in just one second. I always like to kind of update what's going on, like, you know, what I've very much been enjoying. I haven't really talked about. The biggest thing has been Dune Part 2 came out. Absolutely loved it. I got chills from a shot of someone standing up, like upright. If you've seen the trailers, I believe the shot is in there of Paul on, you know, standing up on the sandworm. Absolutely love that movie. It reminded me why I want to be a film, or why I am a filmmaker, and why I want to make movies on the biggest screen possible. It was a treat. I loved it so much. That's been the biggest like movie thing that I've enjoyed in recent times. I'm trying to think what else. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I mentioned on the last episode that last episode came out the week that game dropped, and I was able to finish Crisis Core Reunion, which I did enjoy. And I believe at the point of recording, which I won't tell you when I'm recording, I have logged about 11 hours. I'm like 11 hours in. I'm on chapter 4. I have been doing quests because I like to get quests done, just because you never know when you're moving forward in a story. I don't want to miss the quest, although you can go back, but I like to do the quest first and then progress the story, and then, you know, as quests pop up, I like to do them. I like to just get them out of the way. Not out of the way and like, I want to be done with them. No, like, I just enjoy doing the quests. And obviously, it helps you level up, helps you get to the area. Yeah, I'm loving it. The first 5 minutes were wild. First, everything was wild. Very much happy and very much thankful that I played Crisis Core Reunion right before this. It very much fleshed some things out and made things a little more fun, but that's the main game thing. I just finished The Eye of Darkness, Star Wars: The High Republic. I enjoyed it. Very nice table. You know, I like how the table has been set for this phase and where we're going. I think it was a great start. The next book I'm reading is going to be my copy of Children of Dune. I've had it for a while. The same way I had copies of Dune and Dune Messiah for a while, I finally have just started reading them, especially now I'm on a big Dune kick. The next book, I'm probably going to wait till I finish Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, because I'm putting all the available time I can to that one when I'm not at work or working on my personal projects. That's like the main thing I'm playing. Yeah, I'll probably start Children of Dune after that. Looking forward to it. I very much, you know, whatever people think about, you know, I've heard mixed things on the later books, but I really enjoyed Dune Messiah, and I just like visiting Frank Herbert's world, and I like seeing his imagination on, you know, just his imagination, the worlds he creates. I'm always looking for influences and just always looking for great examples of writing, and especially science fiction writing. So very excited to start Children of Dune with Leto Atreides II. I know where his story goes, so I'm interested to get there. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you don't want spoilers, don't look it up, but look up Leto Atreides the second in relation to Dune. And comics, right now I'm finally starting. I forgot I had a copy. I've been wanting to get the compendium for a while, but right now I'm reading Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples' Saga. I finally started reading Saga. I fully am hooked. I'm about 13-ish issues in. Very much enjoying it. You know, I love sci-fi. I love just crazy fantasy, so I've been enjoying it. It's not even that I haven't wanted to read it, it's just grew up in a town without a comic book store when it started coming out, hard to track it down in anywhere near me, and so I just finally, yeah, a friend was moving a while back and they gave me their copy because they were just kind of trying to downsize. And this is the same friend that also gave me Firepower Prelude, which I just recently picked up the Firepower Book 1 that has the Prelude in it, which I had already read, and the first 12 issues. I'm very, very, very excited to start reading that. Loved the Prelude. Absolutely loved the Prelude. Written by Robert Kirkman. Art masterfully done by Chris Somney. Beautiful colors by Matt Wilson. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Cannot wait to start reading the rest of the series. The series actually just recently wrapped up with issue 30 not too long ago. I think that was only a few weeks ago. And so book 2 will be coming out that will have the remaining 18 issues, so I can have the whole thing. Can't wait. And hey, speaking of the Robert Kirkman fella, you know, he's written a lot of things. You know, The Walking Dead, Oblivion Song, a little show you might have heard of called Invincible. He wrote the comic that the show is based on. And hey, he has a company called Skybound. And that's a, you know, publishing it. They publish comics through Image Comics. And hey, there's something going on right now. It's called the Energon Universe. You heard that right. You read it in the title. The Energon Universe is what we're talking about today. And you might be asking, well, Garrett, how did we get here? Well, there's these two properties called Transformers and G.I. Joe. Ever heard of them? Transformers and especially G.I. Joe have had a long history of comic books throughout their life, and they've had multiple versions. They've crossed over with each other and with various other properties and in different franchises, things like that. And you know, I've always wanted to check out there's a version that was published through IDW I'd wanted to check out for Transformers, at least. I'm a huge Transformers guy. When I was a kid, I was really super into Transformers. I still am now. It's just I don't interact with it as much. You know, I still go see the movies. I haven't watched any of the animated series since Prime. My favorite Transformers animated series is Transformers Animated. I was like 8, 9 when that was coming out. I loved the figures from it. I loved the story that was told. I was a big fan of that one. I also watched a lot of like Transformers Armada, Transformers Energon, Transformers Cybertron. I don't know why I said like Cybertron. So yeah, I love that universe. And G.I. Joe, I've always struggled to find my entryway into G.I. Joe. That's what I was talking to a friend of mine recently, where I was like, I kind of like, through talking to him about it, I kind of figured out, I was like, yeah, that's what it is. Like, there's been animated series that came out when I was younger. I had some figures, you know, I watched the live action movies, and I actually have a Blu-ray. It's not here. I looked around as if like it was on my desk or something. It's not. It's in storage. Actually, I have a Blu-ray copy of Retaliation, which I think is a very fun action movie. And was, you know, a different, you know, it was like a different sort of take. And I liked, you know, I liked the Cobra Commander, looked in there, things like that. But I really do enjoy that movie. I think it's a very fun movie. I just have always struggled to find my entryway into G.I. Joe. So I started to kind of hear about this book that had come out called Void Rivals, which was written by Kirkman and was drawn by Lorenzo De Felici. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And I was hearing like, yeah, this is a big deal. People were trying to be non-spoilery about it, and then people weren't, and then press releases were coming out that this book was launching what was known as the Energon Universe, which is going to be Skybound was going to be releasing books in this shared universe of the Transformers. This new book, Void Rivals, with this new property, with some connections Transformers, and then they were going to have two miniseries, which were going to be Duke and Cobra Commander. And so I was like, oh, and then through some coworkers, I was really like told like, yeah, you got to check out the G.I. Joe books. Cause I had fallen behind. I was reading Transformers, and then, yeah. So like, that's kind of how we got here. It's like, I heard about it, and then it's just been this exciting thing of like checking it out. I'm a fan of the various creators. I'll talk more about some of the other creators in 2 weeks. But today we're going to be talking about Transformers and Void Rivals. So what are they about? So the first one that I read was Transformers. I read that the week it started. And that is, oh man, it is written and drawn by one of the GOATs, Daniel Warren Johnson. Folks, do yourself a favor. If you haven't already, go check out, where do I even want to send you? Murder Falcon, do a Powerbomb, probably my favorite work of his, especially given my love of professional wrestling, Beta Ray Bill. You can pick from any of them. And the work he does with Mike Spicer also working on this book, Transformers, it's just next level. It is great. It is, so I was already coming in, like, I would have already been excited just from it being Transformers. But the fact that, you know, that it was Daniel Warren Johnson doing it is what really excited me, because I knew what I like that, Daniel Warren Johnson did alongside Mike Spicer with like Beta Ray Bill was it took a character that you knew, the Thor character Beta Ray Bill, and it took him on a journey that revealed new layers about the character that put them in new situations and also had him hitting wrestling moves, because Daniel Warren Johnson's a huge wrestling fan like myself. But it was this really touching story that was about, you know, finding your identity, what do you need outside forces to define you? It was about loss. It was about just all these different things. And Transformers is already like that. You know, it's very G1 coded. So you have a lot of the designs pulled from that. You have a lot of the characters from that. Optimus, you know, Bumblebee, Starscream, like they all have their classic looks, and you even have characters like Spike from the original series, who was the human that found them. You have all these elements and you have all these connections, but then it's a little deeper. It is like, this is a little bit of a spoiler if you haven't read. I can't remember exactly what issue it was in, but there was an issue where Optimus was exploring like nature. And this page stuck with me. It's been like in my head, where Optimus is exploring nature and he accidentally steps on a deer and kills it. And he didn't even know it was down there, cause it's so small to him. And it was just like, he picked it up and he felt so bad, cause there was nothing he could do to revive it. You know, they've at least been, sometimes when like certain Transformers, like Autobots, fall down, they're able to use Energon or things like that to revive them. He can't do anything to revive this deer. And he's like, it kind of is what starts him wanting to protect like organic life, you know, protect humans or like this living beings on this planet. Because he's like, you're so small and like fragile, like us coming to this world, waging our, bring our war here. Like if we're not careful, we're going to destroy this world because we are just so different from it. And we are, not almost kind of compatible, and this story is kind of charting his relationship to wanting to become a protector of humans and make sure that the Decepticons aren't going to just decimate this planet, and that their war is not going to consume it the same way it did with Cybertron. That's part of the why. You know, we're already kind of getting into the why. We talked about the how, what, and why. We're already kind of getting to the why of why I love this comic, is because it is exploring this war in new facets. We've seen the Autobots or the Decepticons multiple times since the 80s, but this way it has a new end, and that's why I'm really digging it. And I like that, you know, they started with a smaller cast of Autobots and they really let it grow slowly and focus on different characters. You know, Megatron currently isn't in the picture. We know he's coming. You know, with any Transformer story, you always gotta, you know Megatron's out there. Even if the story starts with him not there immediately, you know we're gonna get to that big old SOB. And I like how they are building up to him. And then it gives Starscream a chance to shine and have that chip on his shoulder. and you get to see what he's like as a leader without Megatron, which is, again, it's something that's been explored, but I love the way that Daniel Warren Johnson is exploring it himself and how his Megatron, or his Starscream voice, differs from other Starscream iterations. And I think it's just such a fun book. His art has been absolutely stellar. The work Matt Spicer's been putting in, it's just a beautiful looking book. And I just have been digging it so much. And it's one of those books that, like, it's the one of the ones I'm telling people to pick up. It's the one people are always asking about. It's like, I'm always telling people, like, you got to pick it up. And from there, we go to the book that actually, you know, kicked off the Energon universe, and that would be Void Rivals. And what I'm really enjoying about Void Rivals is it has sort of this, like, you know, the Montagues versus the Capulets, this two warring factions, and you have these two main characters who maybe, is there a will they, won't they kind of aspect to the relationship? You don't know, like, you know, these two people are just trying to survive in each other's presence, because they both come from these two worlds that have just always been at war. And they kind of unearth this conspiracy, this forbidden knowledge in relation to that war and that conflict, and they become targets because they should not know this. And knowing it could destabilize the very fabric of both of their societies. And it's a cool way to see, like, you're seeing their relationship. You know, these two people, society has told them that they can't trust each other, so they don't trust each other. And it's about them having to take away those prejudices, taking away those thoughts about what the other people are like, these notions of, oh, well, I've always been told you're like this. Oh, I've been always told, like, we can't do this. Oh, we're not supposed to do this. And it's fun seeing their relationship grow. And then you sprinkle in, like, you have a camp, like, they come across a Transformer. And it shows, like, oh, this universe is bigger than we thought. Like, their conflict is very much, you know, and it's not something that's even been super explored yet, but it's like, you see what the, because they live on this big, the sacred ring, like, they live on this big, like, ring sort of thing. And you kind of see, like, this is, if you want to make the parallel, and I mean, we're talking about both of them today, what happened to the Autobots and the Decepticons, what happened to Cybertron, it's like, that could happen at any point to their two worlds, that eventually one side could destroy the other, or they could both, this war could consume them and destroy the Sacred Ring. Like, it could control their lives and just destroy everything that they've worked for if they can't learn to coexist, or if they let what's already a very extreme condition get even worse. And that's what I'm just enjoying it so much, to see how it fits into the bigger picture. Are we building to something? Are these characters going to are they going to interact with the wider world? I don't necessarily need them to. I don't need to see them, you know, work with Optimus Prime, because I would love to, but I'm so interested in their story and what are they fighting for, and what, you know, we're still so early. We're only 7 issues in at the time of recording and the time of release. And it's like, what is it that these characters are fighting for? And what in their life has pushed them to this point? And that's what I really like. And it's its own mythology that has the, you know, the Cybertronian characters and Cybertronian adjacent characters weaving in and out. But it's helping carve out this wider world. And I'm so in for the story, and I'm so in for how this universe is building, because, like, even what I'll talk about next time is I'm really enjoying Duke, like, the character about the, you know, the G.I. Joe character, one of their main characters, Duke. I never had, like, a super big connection to Duke, you know, like, if I was to say, like, you know, Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes, I've always been, like, the G.I. Joe characters I've always gravitated to the most, right? Nothing against Duke, but reading, it's interesting how the story is weaved, because Duke's story actually starts in Transformers. You don't need to necessarily read it, which I like how these books are designed, where you could read any of them separate, but it's a bigger part of a bigger tapestry if you read them all together. But they can be read separately should you want to just do that. And I think that I like that Duke's story begins in Transformers, because it ties these stories in together, and that's a book I'm really excited to talk about in 2 weeks on the next Not Just A Geek. But I really think that these two books are well worth your time. Like I said, we know that there's something building. There's going to be a free comic book day issue written by Daniel Warren Johnson, at least a Transformers related part. And it's going to have art by Ryan Ottley of Invincible. He recently was on a Hulk book. He did write on Hulk. He did art for Nick Spencer's Amazing Spider-Man run. Just one of my absolute favorite artists. He's going to be doing a story about that features Megatron. Like, I can't wait. Sign me up for that. I can't wait to see what that turns into. I can't really recommend these books enough. Like, I can't. Like, I you should read them. You know, I'm hoping in some future stuff to talk about things that aren't necessarily related to franchises. I want to talk more, give more shine to things like that. But I probably will have once I've read all of Firepower, I probably will be doing an episode on that because I'm very much enjoying it. I want to talk about why I'm enjoying that so much. But I really think that the Energon universe is really exciting right now. And we know that. So I kind of bunched them together like this because Transformers and Void Rivals are the two ongoing series for this universe. They are the anchors. They are always, you know, monthly ongoings. Cobra Commander and Duke are actually miniseries, and they're each 5 issues, and they will be ending sadly. I don't want them to go. But I'm looking forward to the books that will be taking their place, which are Scarlet and Destro, 2 more G.I. Joe characters that I'm G.I. Joe related, G.I. Joe universe characters that I'm excited to learn more about. Because I know them. I've seen versions of them, but I want to learn more about these versions because I'm just so in on this universe. But I think it's a like, if there were any comics, I talked to on the inaugural episode, like, why you should be reading the Ultimate Marvel Universe, and that, because that's my favorite thing coming out of the big two is the Ultimate Marvel Universe, like, and the big two being Marvel and DC. That's my, that between those, like, the big two, because the big two get bunched together, that the Ultimate Marvel Universe is my favorite thing that's coming out of either of those, just because, like, it feels so open and exciting. And in the larger comic verse, which, like, I've been trying to make a concerted effort this year to branch out a lot more, make sure I'm reading more IDW, Image, Dark Horse, Boom. Like, I really want to test the wall. Like, I love my Marvel and my DC comics. I know exactly which books I'm picking up on the shelves. There's so many amazing books out there that I'm loving from both those companies. But I want to get more into the creator owns. I want to, and I've been doing so this year, but I want to do more. And so, and what I like about how the Energon universe is going is you have something like Void Rivals, which is new. You have, and it's being combined with these other franchises. And what I like is that it has the excitement of, like, a creator-owned. Like, it can go anywhere. We don't know what this version of the story is going to be. That's what excites me the most about it. And that's why, you know, outside of the big two, it's one of the things I'm the most, like, into. Like, I'm loving the Energon universe. What are some other books I'm really liking? I'm really liking Masterpiece by Bendis and Maliv. They did my favorite Daredevil run together. And so it's been fun to see them reteam. What else? Just a lot of good books out there. I've been catching up on World Tree, very much digging that. Beneath the Trees Where No One Sees. I finally got the first issue of that. That one's a trip. I'm trying to catch up on, I'm trying to catch up on a lot of James Tynion and the Force. I'm trying to catch up on a lot of his work, trying to catch up on a lot of Rick Remender's work. Like, so yeah, the Energon universe and creator-owned stuff, like, that's really what's got me the most jazzed this year. And I think that if you're wanting to kind of get into books outside of the big two, I think the Energon universe is kind of perfect for that as well, because it's, yes, it is G.I. Joe, it's Transformers, but it's new versions of those. It's, and for some people, they maybe have never read, like, a Transformers comic or a G.I. Joe comic. And these are very great entryways, and what I love about them is they are by creators that have their own place in the creator-owned world. Like, if you were to read Cobra Commander and Duke, both written by Joshua Williamson, that might spin you off into reading Birthright or reading Dark Ride. You know, Robert Kirkman, obviously, you know, if you pick up Void Rivals, you know, he also has previously done the same art, like the same exact team that are working on Void Rivals did Oblivion Song together. That's another book on my list that I want to check out. especially because I'm enjoying their work on Void Rivals together. I want to see how this partnership began, and so I want to go back and do that. Daniel Warren Johnson, he has a whole catalog of creator-owned things. Like I said, Murder Falcon. I know they're putting out a new version of his book Extremity. That's another one I need to check out. I'm very excited to check out. I think that this is a great roster to check out their books just because it's fun. It's energy. It's this awesome, fun, shared universe. And then it's a good, almost like a backdoor pilot into their, it's like a, that's a TV term I'm using, but it's a good entryway into their work so that you can explore that and then just keep going. That's why I love comics. And it's why I'm starting to get in the wheels spinning. I'm writing my own. Yeah. That's the thing I talked about that on, Not Just A Guy. Maybe I mentioned it. I don't remember off the top of my head, but, I'm starting to do that. And that's why I kind of talk. I mean, so far, you know, this being the third episode, Not Just A Geek, we're already back to comics. Like I said, it's primarily going to be like comics and video games that I talk about on this show. Maybe occasionally for special events, maybe occasionally talk about films. I don't really, that's the main medium I intend to work in. So I kind of like avoid it in a way. I still kind of do, but I think mostly it is games, books, comics, because those are other mediums that I love that I can get in depth on, especially comics. I've talked about comics are my second love. You know, film is my bread and butter. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to make my career out of. That's where I want to tell my stories first and foremost. But comic books are just as alluring, and I'm almost as obsessed with them as I am with film. And so I always just want to celebrate them and champion them and get people to read them. And I think the Energon universe is a great place to start. You know, today we talked about Transformers and Void Rivals. And I recommend these books very much, especially because they are the two ongoings. They're, I believe, a trade of Transformers is coming out fairly soon. I know Void Rivals, you can get the first six issues. You can get the first six issues in a volume all collected in one. That's how I did it. And then because of that, I was able to pick up issue 7 and just keep going. And you can go to your local comic book shops. You can look online. These books are selling out big time. They're going to multiple printings, so it might be kind of hard to get your hand on one. So I would also say, you know, I've been a big proprietor of trade waiting. So if you want to wait till the trade comes out so you know you're going to get all the issues you need, that's a valid way. I do a combination of trade waiting and picking up singles and building a back catalog. I have a lot of books right now. Like, I'm literally looking over. I still have to read Saga. Finish this current book of Saga I have. Read the Firepower book I talked about. I also have Sword Vault. Actually, I just saw it in the corner of my eye. I have Sword Volume 1 by Al Ewing and Valerio Schiti. I've been wanting to read Sword for a long time. That's a one thing with trade waiting is sometimes you build up so many that you trade wait. It's like you don't know which one to pick. But I have Sword to finally start reading. What else? I'm looking around. I have Duggan Deadpool. I've read a majority of the run. I have a good amount that I haven't read yet. So I have, again, same friend Johnny Rome gave me all their volumes. So I'm like, oh, I can finally finish this run, because I was reading in singles, but again, lived in a town that did not have a comic book store, so I missed out on a ton of issues. So that I'm finally gonna read, probably a little closer to the movie coming out, because sometimes when I see something based on a comic property, it kind of gets me in the mood for that. So, and then right now, behind me, I know it's sitting there. I have all my Wade, Somni, Daredevils. I, again, read most of the run, haven't gotten to read the entire thing. Gonna finally get to read the entire thing. I got those. Probably after my fiance and I finish watching Daredevil Season 3, because I'm fully put me in a Daredevil mood, especially that finale. The finale of Season 3 is one of my favorite things. Contains maybe my single favorite moment in any, like, superhero adaptation. Yeah, I have a lot of my back catalog. I'm going through the Bendis New Avengers run, because a podcast I'm a fan of, Geeksplain, is talking about that. I've read more of the back half of Bendis' New Avengers. That's also my favorite Avengers team, when it's like the Thing, Wolverine, Spider-Man, Ms. Marvel, Carol Danvers when she was still Ms. Marvel. So Captain Marvel. I didn't want you to think I was talking about Kamala Khan. Has Kamala Khan been on Avengers? Oh, she was on Champions. Okay, I'm getting sidetracked. Oh yeah, she was on the. She's on the Wade one, I believe. Yeah, Doctor Strange, like that later, like Daredevil, like that new Avengers team during the heroic age from like 2010 to 2012 is like the most Garrett-coded team ever, possibly, because it's got like, yeah, Spider-Man, The Thing, Daredevil. It's like if Thor and Cap were part of that team, that would have been like the most me team of all time. I'm reading that. I'm reading a lot of comics. I love comics. I watch a lot of movies and I play a lot of games, but like comics are probably honestly I probably sometimes even consume more comics than I do movies, which is crazy because movies are my thing, but it's like, well, I want to make my own movies. But anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. So Energon Universe, Transformers, Void Rivals, highly recommend both. I highly recommend all four books that are out right now in the Energon Universe. But next, Not Just a Geek, going to talk about Cobra Commander and Duke. Very much excited about those. Especially excited to talk about Duke because, you know, Transformers has been I've been so in love with Transformers, but, you know, Duke, I freaking love Duke. And I'm like, that's the one. I'm so gutted that it's only 5 issues. I love the team on it. I'm enjoying it so much. I'm going to talk about that in 2 weeks. I love him. And I love Cobra Commander. It's so, like, there's a page in Cobra Commander. There's a double page splash that I turned and made me literally, something I don't really do often, I gasped. I went, like, it was insane. I can't wait to talk about those in 2 weeks. Continuing this look at the Energon universe. But that's going to do it for this edition of Not Just a Geek. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow the show at NJAG. Prod, that is NJAGPROD, on Instagram, on Twitter, and I believe now on TikTok. It is that. I need to upload more on there, and I probably will, maybe, eventually. We'll see. Thank you so much for listening to the show. It means a lot. Hopefully have some cool and exciting updates fairly soon about some cool and exciting projects I'm working on. I have been your host, not just a guy, the guy, Garrett Briones, and I will talk at you next time.